Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sarah Shalala. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison has increased orders for alternative potential COVID-19 vaccines after one clinical trial was abandoned. The federal government had made an agreement with the University of Queensland and the company CSL, but the next phase of the vaccine won't proceed. A further 20 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine have been ordered, along with an extra 11 million of the Novavax. Mr. Morrison says coronavirus vaccines won't be distributed until they are safe and Australia's processes won't be compromised.
We have one of the highest ratios of availability of doses of any country in the world. So this is a demonstration of the success of the vaccination policy and approach that we have been following.
The trials were stopped after some participants returned false positive results for another illness, HIV. A United States government panel has endorsed the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine, a decision from the US Food and Drug Administration on the vaccine is expected within days, and it's likely it'll follow the recommendation. Almost 300,000 people have died in the United States from COVID-19. State premiers, territory leaders, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison are in Canberra attending the final national cabinet meeting for the year. Health officials will provide an update on when COVID-19 vaccines are expected to start. Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan is attending over the internet because of health advice about not coming into contact with South Australians. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has told Channel 9 Mr. McGowan's decision is illogical.
I think the PM's leadership at the National Cabinet has been quite remarkable this year. It's resulted in pretty significant outcomes that, as you point out, put our country in a very different position, in a much more positive position than what we're seeing in most other comparable countries around the world.
South Australian travellers can enter Western Australia again without needing travel exemptions under changes that have taken effect today. But the visitors still need to self-quarantine for 14 days, and that requirement won't change until South Australia records 28 days of no new COVID-19 cases. It means travellers entering quarantine shortly may not be out in time for Christmas because of the need to isolate for 2 weeks. The Queensland government is opening its state borders to New Zealand from this Saturday morning. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the announcement means families can be together for the Christmas holiday period. And the Lebanese prosecutor investigating the Beirut blast has filed charges against the caretaker Prime Minister of Lebanon and three former ministers. In August, the large explosion killed 200 people when a stockpile of ammonium nitrate detonated at the port in the centre of the Lebanese city. A former finance minister, two former public works ministers, and the caretaker Prime Minister Hassan Diab have all been charged with negligence. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News in Easy English.